Right.
In case you know what I'm talking about, and you know, it's very rare that you know, Boom and I will base any show we do off a columnist. I don't know that we've done it more than three times in 5 years, but it's very revealing. And Boomer agrees with me in spades on this. You can speak for yourself, of course. When Mona Schmader writes, the play designed by Tony Sperano in a dark room in Florham Park days earlier was brilliant. And goes on to say how the reason they lost to the Steelers was because Mark Sanchez made that one errant throw to Santonio Holmes. And then goes on to say that while the Colts trusted Andrew Luck at the end of the first half to move down the field and try to get points, the New York Jets did not have any faith in Sanchez to get the Jets into field goal range, so they basically just sat on the ball to run out the clock.
Well, I think if you have a rookie quarterback and you're kind of just not thinking that you're going to make it to the playoffs, you might as well just throw caution to the wind and let the kid kind of play through all of his mistakes. That's probably what they're doing with Andrew Luck, much like they did with Cam Newton last year.
And I'll do you one better. Why was this story handed to the reporter? Because the reporter doesn't come up with this on his own. The Jets' formation had two receivers, so Sanchez is right. Hill in the slot, Holmes split wide right, outside the numbers. Steelers safety Ryan Clark lined up in a stack formation behind linebacker Lamar Woodley, who is covering Hill in Pittsburgh's cover two look. That comes from a coach on the New York Jets who wants to embarrass his starting quarterback. Holmes froze cornerback Ike Taylor with a textbook double move, faking an out route before running free on a post to the middle of the field, and on and on and on. There is someone in that franchise that does not like Mark Sanchez as the starting quarterback. Enough is enough.
I know that if it were me and I got up and you know, and these guys read everything, I don't want to hear about, they don't read anything, they don't know about anything, they read it all. If that were written and it was the third week of the season and I read that, I'm as the quarterback thinking that somebody inside that organization, and it's got to be somebody within that coaching staff that doesn't like me. Or it could be Santonio Holmes would be the only other one that I would think.
But there's such specific wording in there and describing that singular play that came from someone with the Jets. So I don't know what they want, but clearly it ain't Mark Sanchez.